Let's hear what John Tortorella has to say.
John, you feel like tonight a lot of sticks being gripped, a lot of chances missed. Do you feel like there were chances created that should have been finished?
Yeah, we had opportunities and didn't finish. We have to. That's the number, especially in that third period late. We had a number of chances, but we just couldn't finish.
The effort of Jonas Korpisalo tonight, it's a shame, obviously, he didn't get the win the way he played.
I thought he really played well. It's really encouraging. For a young kid coming in, that's really encouraging.
Doobie was just mentioning the margin of error right now with this team. It's just so slim. Does it feel that way in the locker room?
Yeah, you want them to. I thought the middle part of the game, they checked us very well, and we struggled a bit, but I thought we played through it. You know, with Wenz, it's just a couple mistakes, and he made so many good plays. But we battled back, and again, we just couldn't finish. Yeah, I mean, you saw it. Wenz on the goal line, we had a couple of rebounds. We had a couple of shot wide when there were good chances. That's the way it is right now. And can't feel sorry for ourselves. We just got to wake up tomorrow. It's another day, and we keep on trying to get better.
You mentioned the two Wenberg, Aaron Pucks there. Yeah. Are those freebies? I mean, I know you've used that phrase before.
Well, the first one is, yeah. I mean, we're trying. You have to come. You have to come out the middle on that team. They pinch you so well. So we really tried to put an emphasis on coming out the middle. I just don't think he saw the guy. You know, it happens. And the power play one, he loses it and just can't catch up to it. And it's a 2-on-1 goal. So I put him right back out there. I think he's our best chance. He's one of our better playmakers. He's not afraid to make a play. So he's going to have to learn. You know, it's part of the process, especially for a young man like him. You can't run and hide now because you made a couple mistakes. So we gave him an opportunity with the goal he pulled, made some good plays. He'll be fine as we go through it.
The puck that almost got over, it didn't. And then a defenseman kind of stuck it. What did you make of that when you saw the replay?
The play on the goal line?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I just saw it during the game. I haven't looked at it since, but it didn't look like it was in to me. It looked like it stayed right on the goal line. But I haven't looked at it since the game's been over.
John, not that you would have a gauge for this kind of thing, but is this game any more or less frustrating for you when you lose one where there's bounces and crazy things like the thing at the goal line that happened?
Yeah.
Maybe could have gone your way?
Like we talked this morning, you want them to you want them to have a good feeling, and you want them to be able to feel good about the result. And we haven't been able to. We've lost a few games here in overtime or a shootout. Closely fought game here. Chances are probably even going into the third. We give up a shorthanded goal. We find another way here to put ourselves in chasing the game in the third period. And all we can do, and there's no sense of being negative about it. There's no sense of beating up the team. There were some good things done tonight. We have to just try to get better and try to handle those situations better and find some way. We're not going to win scoring one goal. We have to find some way to turn the tide and make something good happen and finish on a couple of our chances there late in the third period.